Good evening and welcome to our services tonight. We appreciate everyone being here. Tonight is the fourth Sunday night of the month. And on the fourth Sunday night of the month at Jordan Park, we spend our time in singing praises to God. Tonight, our thought behind the songs is the word trust. Be looking for the word trust in the songs that we sing or in the phrases that we'll sing together. Look for the concept of trust, and particularly our trust in God. First song is number 505. We'll sing verses 1, 4, and 5. 1, 4, 5. Number 423, 423.
Step back. 651, each step of the way.
I walk with the Savior, each step of the way. I trust you to guide me, my night and my day. Not ready to fall.
Six, I know whom I have believed.
Verses a little softly in the chorus for everybody.
Yeah.
Number 831, 831, Jesus will give you rest. Number 501, Lord, I believe.
Receive the state of meditation in which the soul 495, oh, for a faith that will not shrink. Number 197, we saw thee not.
Thank you.
We'll sing all four verses through and sing the chorus only after the fourth verse. All verses through and only the chorus after the fourth verse.
Do me so, he leadeth me, oh blessed God, oh
is faithful, Father. Number 644, Zion's Call.
Zion's call sweetly rings over land and sea, make us without a wall. While the light from the ground shines for you and me, let's listen to the call. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the on the road to the goal, burdens we must bear, but we have the ground to fall. We receive burdens when we feel a prayer, but
Number 507, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
Jesus, how I trust him.
Number 497, I know that my Redeemer lives. On the second verse, we'll sing it softer and then build up through the chorus to end at full volume. The rest of the verses normally.
I know that my Redeemer lives and ever and for me. I know that the future of life is from sin and sorrow free. I know
if you will, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. We're going to look at, last week during VBS, we looked at a bunch of parables. And I'm going to look at one of the smallest ones that we didn't cover in VBS, but it's a very, very powerful parable. It's called the parable of the mustard seed. And generally, a lot of times we use it in connection with another parable, the parable of the leaven. But in Mark chapter 13, Jesus says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. We also know that it is this same parable is also mentioned in Mark chapter 4 and in Luke chapter 13. Now,
in this part of the world, the mustard seed was a very, very tiny seed, very small. But like Christ says, when it's planted, it could grow up to the size of a tree. Some scholars have said they could get as large as 9 feet. Christ said the birds could even nest, or in Mark, he talks about it. The birds come under the leaves for shade. Now, more than likely, Christ was explaining to his apostles and to the other people what the kingdom of heaven was going to be like. If from a tiny seed, this great plant was going to grow, the kingdom. But you know, we can also take another analogy about these planting seeds. Last week, we planted a lot of little mustard seeds, didn't we? With all these children. Hopefully, like the parable of the sower, we're hitting good, solid ground. Every day of our life, we have an opportunity to plant seeds. We come across people through our lives, or we have opportunities to plant seeds. And we don't know what type of soil sometimes those seeds are going to fall into, but maybe we're going to hit some good, fertile soil. Hopefully that's what we did last week. The whole year we've been talking about building the wall, building the church. Well, you build a church by putting one brick or one stone at a time into that wall, into that structure. As we go through life, we take opportunities to plant one seed at a time. We never know what that's going to do. We hope we hit, like we said, we hit good soil. And maybe that little bitty seed that we planted grows into a magnificent large plant that the birds can nest in and gain relief. So, think about it. Every day, tomorrow, every single day, let's look for those opportunities to plant those seeds. What is your soul's condition tonight? We've got an opportunity right now for you to make sure that you're right with God at this time. Christ's invitation is there. You need to come forward and accept Jesus Christ and put Him on in baptism. Or do you need to make changes in your life, ask for forgiveness, and walk out renewed and ready to face the world and live the Christian life and do the Christian walk? If you're subject to the invitation in any way, we ask you to please come as we now stand and sing.
While we pray and while we plead, while we seek your soul's deep need, while your Father calls you home, will you not?
Son.